Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
A tornado watch remains in effect.
A wind advisory begins at 9 a.m. today. Partly cloudy today with a chance for storms. High of 76, south winds 20 to 25 miles per hour.
Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 64.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Republican state legislators say that they are geared up by the end of the month to go and override some of the vetoes from Governor Laura Kelly, especially when it comes to the abortion issue. As according to State Representative Leo Delperdang from District Number 94, he says that the two abortion bills that were vetoed by the governor go hand in hand to understand why people are getting abortions in the first place.
If you look at 2749, which is the reason for abortions, along with this one, 2436, which is the crime of coercion, they go hand in hand. Whether it's pimps, trafficking, etc., being forced into it. But when you get into the other one she vetoed, reason for abortion, how do you fix the problem if you don't know what it is?
Right.
That bill specifically was not stopping anybody from an abortion. It was simply trying to let us figure out why are they getting it so that we can figure the problems out.
That again was our sit down with State Representative Leo Delperdang from District 94, Mid-America Network News.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy, simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Elementary school students in the Salina Public School District in Salina, Kansas, are now enjoying an extended school day compared to what they have in the past. As KWCH News reports that according to the Kansas State Department of Education requirements, they say students must meet the 1,116 instructional hour requirement by the state. As USD 305, it says that they are working to extend their elementary school hours by 20 minutes each day. They say the change comes after the Kansas Department of Education did an audit on the school and found that holding a lunch recess does not count towards the school day. However, having two 15-minute recesses, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, can be considered part of that school hour. The new time frame started as of Monday this week, with classes beginning at 8:15 and now ending at 3:30 p.m., according to the USD 305. In a statement from the school district, they say they, quote, "We want to assure that we've carefully considered all factors before making the decision." Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. 45-year-old Aaron Ward, a married substitute teacher, was arrested after allegedly being caught undressed with a 17-year-old boy who was one of her students, according to Nebraska authorities. The Douglas County Sheriff's deputies responded to a call regarding a suspicious vehicle parked on a dead-end road in a neighborhood, and when deputies arrived, they found the 45-year-old Ward and the 17-year-old student in the back seat. Authorities say that the teen jumped into the driver's seat and attempted to flee from authorities before crashing. He saw the teen then run from the driver's seat without any clothes on. However, he was found more than an hour later in a nearby neighborhood wearing only underwear and a t-shirt. Ward allegedly admitted to having sexual relations with the teen, according to the authorities on the scene. And Ward was arrested and charged with one count of felony sexual abuse by a school employee. The vehicle the two were in belonged to Ward and her spouse. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy: simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Washington County Road and Bridge expressed frustration with NextEra Energy regarding road use agreements related to wind farm and utility extensions in the county. Issues include some township roads needing attention and payments due the county and townships for work done, some expenses going back over a year. Estimated around $40,000 with some work yet to be completed, including some 22 miles of roads. The county appraiser outlined valuation procedures at last week's meeting and advised if any residents have questions regarding valuations, they may contact the appraiser's office. Nemaha County Commissioners and County Administrator discussed changes needed to the road cost share resolution being developed. Gage County Board of Supervisors approved two requests for visitor improvement grants, $20,000 to Leadership Beatrice for the Pioneer Park Project, $25,000 to Food for Hope to build out the Community Learning Center. The 2024 Gage County Culvert Project was approved at a cost of $207,000. Gage County Clerk began mailing out ballots last week for the May primary, which will include a contested race on the Democratic ticket for County Supervisor District 6, which includes Wymore, Blue Springs, Virginia, Liberty, and Barnston. As incumbent Don Schuler is challenged by Sue Davis and John A. Hill, a former board member. That winner will face Rex Adams in the general election in November. Gene Reedy of Blue Springs was filed for the Republican ballot, but is no longer on the ballot after he failed to file a statement of financial interest with the state by the required deadline. Advance ballots may be requested and are due back May 14th, which is Election Day. Your news on your time. A podcast of the morning and midday local news available on our website, KeyNDYRadio.com, and our social media.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world. And so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Tuesday, lasagna with garlic bread, side salad, pineapple, and cake. Wednesday, hamburger with baked beans, mixed vegetables, and mandarin oranges.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to celebrate. Join Blue Valley Technologies on Saturday, April 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the Broadband Bash in downtown Marysville. The day will be full of fun activities for everyone in the family. Blue Valley customers will receive $10 in chamber bucks. Plus, they have the chance to win some awesome prizes. Don't miss out on your chance to meet a surprise guest character straight from the Nickelodeon studios. Scavenger hunt, live music, food trucks, a cornhole tournament, and so much more. Join Blue Valley Technologies as we celebrate the completion of fiber optics into the city of Marysville. To see a full list of activities, visit bluevalley.net/broadbandbash.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory will be in effect from late this morning until early this evening. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. South winds between 15 and 30 and gusting as high as 50. Some storms may be severe throughout the region. Showers and thunderstorms continue early tonight, then partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 50s. Westerly winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 45. Sunshine into Wednesday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. Westerly winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely into Wednesday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Easterly winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Rain showers are likely into Thursday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some rain showers possible into Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. North winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. And more showers on Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for this date, early April, 67 degrees. Record high on this date, 90. Average low temperature, 42, while the record low is 22. Sunrise this morning, 6:48. Sunset this evening at 8:05. Widespread rain across the KNDY listening area. Very welcome over the early morning and overnight hours.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Farmers, control planting season this year with Wagner Custom Planting of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Top-notch equipment and experience that'll save time. Call 402-618-4404. Precision planting and specially tailored solutions for any sized operation. Wagner Custom Planting ensures exceptional results come harvest. Call Dylan at 402-618-4404 and let him handle the stress of planting season. Elevate your planting experience and maximize your farm's efficiency with Wagner Custom Planting.
Check out Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of a used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, a new car and truck headquarters, Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Now we'll see what she can do as a pro. The first pick in last night's WNBA draft was a no-brainer.
The Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa.
WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert announcing the Iowa Stars pick on ESPN. Clark spoke with ESPN's Ryan Rucco following the move to declare for the draft.
I feel like I'm ready for a new challenge. I feel like college was obviously amazing, and you get to a point where it's like, all right, I'm ready for something new, and that's exactly like one of the top reasons I wanted to leave is like you get to play against the best players in the world.
Stanford's Cameron Brink went second overall to the Los Angeles Sparks. Reigning national champion Camila Cardoso went third to the Chicago Sky. Sky also had the seventh pick and took LSU star Angel Reese. To the ice of the NHL, history for Connor McDavid in a dominant Oilers win.
McDavid looking to that, waiting the pass, scores! Hyman with the goal, McDavid with the assist, that's 100 on the season!
As heard on 630 CHED, McDavid becoming the fourth player in league history to reach 100 assists in a season and the first since the great one, Wayne Gretzky, reached the mark in 1991. The Oilers drowned the Sharks 9-2. The Rangers also had reason to celebrate last night.
It gets louder here at Madison Square Garden as the Rangers clinch the President's Trophy with the best record during the National Hockey League regular season.
The final call on 98.7 ESPN New York. The Rangers shutting out the Senators 4-0. The Islanders also clinched a playoff spot, downing the Devils 4-1. In baseball, Michael Busch homered in his fifth straight game, a 3-2 Cubs win in 11 over the D-backs. The Braves defeated the struggling Astros 6-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Oh, I can't can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Area baseball and softball scores from Monday's action. Onega sweeps Valley Heights 3-1 and 18-3 in baseball. Buffaloes also get the sweep over the Mustangs 8-1 and 11-0 in softball. Tuesday action, Marysville will host Wamego in both baseball and softball for senior night. Meanwhile, Frankfort Centralia baseball is at Troy, and Frankfort Centralia softball will host Troy.
K-State football fans, your Wildcats kick off the season Saturday, August 31st.
This is notoriously one of the loudest places to play.
Get your 2024 season tickets to see Pop-Tarts Bowl MVP Avery Johnson and the Cats for all six home games.
Design run for Avery Johnson, and he's in for the touchdown.
Secure your seat in the bill today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
From spring baseball and softball to track and field plus golf, stay up to date on everything happening in the Twin Valley League with the TVL Rundown every Wednesday on KNDY. Catch me, Max Blasky, and the TVL Sports Spotlight's own Jeff Wirtz as we highlight all the area teams and athletes every week. The TVL Rundown, airing every Wednesday during the 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. hours on KNDY and available as a podcast at kndyradio.com.
Good Tuesday morning. Sam's back with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it is Tuesday mornings, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Good morning, Larry.
Well, back out here on the Ponderosa, where our special guest just joined me out here in the wheat field, Destin Miller's with Kaufman Seeds. And Destin, I got to tell you, this is your seed. Doesn't look too bad.
I'd say it looks pretty good.
This is Providence,
KS Providence.
Providence. Tell me about that seed.
So that's a new variety from K-State. Yeah. Just came out last year. Really promising. We're looking forward to it.
Sure looks good here. I'm going to try that again next year, I guarantee, if it turns out okay. But we need moisture, aren't we?
We do. We're getting a little on the dry side.
In fact, you can see it out here, a little bit of a blue spot here and there.
Yeah.
Drive around your big area. You're one of the biggest seed dealers in the country. What does it look like as far as the crop is concerned this year in Kansas?
It looks better than it did last year. We just made it through the freeze event. I have not found any freeze damage, little leaf burn, but that's really about it.
Tell me about your seed business today. Are you selling a lot of corn versus soybeans or vice versa?
This year, our corn numbers are up a little bit. Soybeans are a little bit slow coming too. Waiting for the moisture, seeing what the prices are going to be doing. But overall, not too bad.
That's just opposite of what the USDA is telling everybody, that we're planting more soybeans, less corn.
And overall acres will probably be, that's probably not too far off.
What about Milo?
Milo, I think our numbers are going to be down this year compared to where they were last year. But they're still going to be right there on average.
What would you suggest to the old boys out there this year? Your total number of seed bushels available. No problems?
No problems. Good supplies of everything.
Of everything.
Sedans are a little bit short here and there, but okay. Everything else.
Sounds good. That's Kaufman Seeds, boys. We've got plenty of seeds, so let's get planting. And they are planting, aren't they?
They are.
See you on the next Steckline Report.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rustyatford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. A collaborative project at K-State is focused on making devices that will measure nitrogen loss in fields to better understand how those losses can be reduced. K-State micrometeorologist Eduardo Santos says how the new device that has been developed is used.
So first of all, like ammonia volatilization is it's hard to measure. So for instance, what's been done in the past is that you put a chamber or like a box on top of the soil, and then you have some sort of acid trap that you'd accumulate the mass of ammonia over time, and then that later on is extracted in the lab and you determine the flux rate through that method. But the problem is that when you put a box on top of the soil, you change the environment there, and you also affect what's being measured. And also you measure a very small area, so you know that fields are quite variable, so you by changing a few feet, you can actually see a different response. So what this method does is that we actually looking at the concentration of ammonia in the atmosphere, and then we, by knowing how the mass that's accumulated above that area that's treated with a nitrogen fertilizer, we can determine how much, what's the emission rate, how much, what's the amount of ammonia that was lost over time. So we spent quite a bit of time modifying the original design for these samplers, and then to make sure that these changes would improve the accuracy of this method.
He explains how the design will work and how samples will be collected.
They're designed with like a fin, so they are always pointing to the wind. And then since we're in a windy place, that's nice because then you always have a constant airflow through the sampler. Inside the sampler, there is a coil that we treat with an acid solution, and that ammonia is going to stick to that coil, and then we bring it back to the lab, wash it, and then get that liquid solution analyzed, and then determine how much ammonia is accumulated.
Santos discusses one of the goals for this project.
And then who knows, maybe with this data set, we could improve the current models, and then maybe we can have some warning system or something for farmers later on that you can use to say, don't apply this way this time because you got your losses are probably going to be substantial.
That was K-State micrometeorologist Eduardo Santos with what the team developing these sampling devices for nitrogen loss is working towards. Their goal is to gain more knowledge so they can make recommendations beneficial for the soil and farmers' checkbook. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
There will be an auction with farm machinery shop tools and collectibles for Dennis and Francis Olivers and neighbors Saturday, April 20th, 10:30 a.m. southwest of Frankfort. Sale order, shop items, machinery, then collectible and household items. Tractors and machinery include a 77-2155 white tractor with cab, 56 John Deere 70 and 58 John Deere 630 gas tractors. Several machinery items. Shop items and miscellaneous include a gas welder, 3-ton floor jacks, 36-inch fan. They'll also be selling an antique truck, an early 1940s I-5-ton truck with motor but not running, 1996 Polaris, 4-wheeler, 4x4. Collectible and household items include model railroad items. This farm machinery shop, tool, and collectibles auction for Dennis and Francis Olivers and Neighbors, Saturday, April 20th, 10:30 a.m. at 2885 17th Road in Frankfort. For sale bill and photos, go online to KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. Sale conducted by John Klein, Klein Realty and Auction.
If you love the sound of wind chimes and a gentle breeze, you probably love the liquid version Rain Chains. We take a closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 16th, the 107th day of the year. Screen legend Charlie Chaplin was born on this day. We've noticed a few backyard gardens in our area utilizing rain chains. Rain chains are basically decorative downspouts, vertical chains in which cupped objects direct rainwater to the ground link by link. It's an ancient Eastern design that's showing up in backyards all over. The chains typically have a common motif: flowers, umbrellas, teacups, or other themes. They're a great way to add visual interest to your garden, as well as collect rainwater for later use. But most say it's the soothing sound of water trickling down the chain that they find most appealing. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Check out the all-new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including a 1500 model LT with a Z71 package, a 1500 model LT Trail Boss, it's also a Z71 package, and a Chevy Silverado 1500 High Country Edition, awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State men's basketball is over for the 2024 season, but the trading continues in the offseason already, as K-State has already picked up their second transfer portal pickup for the offseason already, coming from the University of Illinois Chicago, as C.J. Jones officially made the announcement on Monday this week. KSNT News reports that Jones is a 6'5" guard that started 31 of the 33 games for UIC in this past season, spending two seasons overall with the Flames, and comes now to Kansas State with a two-year eligibility. While he was with the University of Illinois, he averaged 11.4 points and 4.8 assists per game. In baseball action, the Kansas City Royals are back at it again with first pitch tonight at 6:40. It's game number two of their three-game series on the road against the Chicago White Sox. They're coming off their series against the New York Mets while they were on the road prior to. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy: simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
With basketball season officially over, the numbers are also officially in for both men's and women's basketball tournaments on viewership and ratings, with women's basketball making a statement this year after South Carolina's victory over Caitlin Clark and Iowa, for last week's women's NCAA championship game, having preliminary audience averages. It's sitting at 18.7 million viewers, both on ABC and ESPN networks. As Cake News reports, it is the only sporting event in the U.S. to draw a bigger TV audience since 2019, beating football, the World Cup, and the Olympics. According to reports, it was the most watched basketball game since 2019 when the men's NCAA title game between Virginia and Texas Tech came in at 19.6 million viewers. The big numbers for the national title game were up near 89% over the previous year and more than 285% higher than the viewership for the game 2 years ago for the women's basketball. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Area baseball and softball scores from Monday's action. Onega sweeps Valley Heights 3-1 and 18-3 in baseball. Buffaloes also get the sweep over the Mustangs 8-1 and 11-0 in softball. Tuesday action, Marysville will host Wamego in both baseball and softball for senior night. Meanwhile, Frankfort Centralia baseball is at Troy, and Frankfort Centralia softball will host Troy.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
A tornado watch remains in effect.
A wind advisory begins at 9 a.m. today. Partly cloudy today with a chance for storms. High of 76, south winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 64.
Gear up for the season and grab some knowledge at Tuttle Creek Outdoors' second annual open house Saturday, April 20th in Randolph. Find sales throughout the store all day with pro staff seminars on hunting and fishing equipment from noon until 4 p.m. with mouth-watering barbecue served from 4 until 6 p.m. Learn and save at Tuttle Creek Outdoors' second annual open house Saturday, April 20th, starting at noon. Located right off Highway 77 in Randolph, we'll see you there.
KNDY.